This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, now, once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level, and we would remind the rest of you before we begin that there exists that opportunity for you to be involved in that silent communication, that should you choose to alter your consciousness, that you can, in that altered state of consciousness, interact with that portion that you refer to as your higher self, or indeed with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon. And once again, the alteration of that consciousness is quite easily accomplished as a result of the energy that you have created on this afternoon, as a result of the synergy, as a combination of the energy of the actual of you involved in this interaction. And so altering your consciousness simply involves closing your eyes and expressing the intent. And as you close your eyes, you will find that already you begin the process of shifting, that you begin the process of that conscious alteration of going within inside. And once again, the choice is yours absolutely. We simply encourage you, if you wish to become involved in that process, as is always, once again, the choice is yours. Now, each of you has, at some level, a desire to consciously influence the reality that you're experiencing, to hold at the conscious level the belief and the understanding and the techniques, if you wish, to have an influence upon this reality that you experience in your day-to-day interactions with others, in your day-to-day experiences, to have a conscious impact upon that reality. You have, once again, as a human consciousness, agreed to enter into what we have referred to as the New Age and New Energy, in which there is a subtle changes in the energy that comprises this vibrational level that you're experiencing. And as a result of those subtle changes, it's possible for you to have more of a conscious influence upon this reality that you're experiencing, absolutely. In your so-called past, in other incarnational periods, in other incarnational experiences, many of the occurrences that happened throughout that incarnational period were as a result of belief systems that you put in place in your level of consciousness that you might refer to as the between incarnational state of consciousness. So it was a reality that, for lack of a better terminology, was based upon fact. You held that belief that fact controlled the reality that you're experiencing, that you didn't have an influence upon it, that it would simply occur. And there are many individuals existing in this incarnational period that hold the same belief systems, absolutely. In that particular instance, when one puts in place the belief systems in an altered state of consciousness or at a level of your consciousness that's beyond your capacity to grasp or understand in your awakened consciousness state, then indeed it appears that your reality is much more beyond your control. Absolutely, it appears much more real. And the consequence of that type of reality is quite simply that the emotions and feelings that you experience as a result of those interactions and those day-to-day activities are much more intense than the emotions or feelings that you would experience should you know at some level of your consciousness that you are absolutely and completely in control. You have, however, once again, as a human consciousness, agreed to alter that energy that comprises this reality that you're experiencing, and as a result of that alteration, as it were, agreed that it will be more possible for you to, in your awakened consciousness state, influence this reality that you are experiencing. The techniques that you apply to that type of conscious alteration of the reality, once again, is not nearly as important as your belief in the method or the technique that you employ. Your reality is a reflection of the belief that you hold. If you believe that it's possible for you to consciously alter your reality, and you believe that by applying certain techniques that you can accomplish that feat, then that's what's important, is that you believe. That you believe that it's possible. We have in the past spoken of you to of various techniques that you could employ to alter that reality. But it's important that you like who you are, and as a result of that liking who you are, to bring into your conscious state a feeling of self-love and of self-worth and deservability. It's very difficult to have some type of desire for a reality or an experience that you believe that you're not worthy of experiencing. The one belief system counteracts the other, and while you may achieve momentarily creating that reality and having that experience, it slips away. You have difficulty in sustaining it. Difficulty because of opposing belief systems. The belief system that you're not worthy. The belief system that it's not within your capacity to sustain that type of reality is validated by taking away the reality that you desire. And so the conflicting belief systems allow you to have that experience, but have difficulty in sustaining the experience. Like who you are. We're not going to go into the techniques that we've suggested that you apply to like who you are, but they're quite simple and very easy to apply. The application is not difficult. It's the decision to apply that individuals find difficult. You see, choosing a belief system or a technique or a method is not difficult. Having the will to sustain and to perpetuate that belief system or that choice, therein lies the difficulty. And it's difficult, once again, because you believe ultimately that you're not in control when you're in your awakened consciousness state. A belief system that's a human consciousness belief system, and you put in tight place all types of other belief systems to validate that you're not in control. Absolutely. And so to consciously accept that you are in control, when there's an experience happening and you look at it and say, well, I'm certain that I didn't have anything to do with that particular reality. Why on earth would I wish to experience that particular type of reality or that interaction with another individual? It certainly was not my choice. Yet we would suggest, well, it may not have been a conscious choice. At some level, you hold a belief system that you are validating. You put in place, indeed, the agreements to have the interaction to validate the belief system at some level of your consciousness. And we continuously suggest that you do that at a level that you refer to as your dream state. And so, in order to give you some type of comprehension of what's involved, we suggest that you enter into the dream state and that you put in place these interactions and put in place these agreements and contracts, and you come back into your conscious state to experience it. We've also suggested that time and space are illusions, which suggests indeed that in that dream state or at that level of your consciousness, you are constantly putting in place the agreements and the contracts to validate the beliefs that you hold by creating the experiences in your so-called awakened consciousness state. Your consciousness, throughout all of its various levels, is constantly interacting. One never stops It's not like one comes awakened to your awakened consciousness state, and so that level of consciousness that you refer to as your so-called dream state dissipates and is gone until you fall back asleep. Absolutely not. They continue to work. What's difficult from sustaining is the awakened consciousness state, not the dream state, not the altered state of consciousness. The awake conscious state is the difficult state of your consciousness for you to sustain. That's the difficult part. That's the creation part. That requires the most effort and the most energy. The other levels of consciousness never cease to operate, even though you're in that awakened consciousness state. That level that we refer to as the dream state, that we refer to it as you enter into when you enter into the dream state, is simply to give you once again some type of a logical explanation that you can grasp. But when you take away your belief in time, then you understand that dream state functions at all times, as well as the state that you refer to as the between incarnational state functions all the time. And so the beliefs are constantly there, and you are constantly having influence upon them in this new and altered reality, this new energy that we're referring to. It will become more possible for you, it is more possible for you to consciously influence that level of your consciousness that makes those decisions, that puts in place those belief systems, that so-called in the dream state or between incarnational state, to have a conscious effect upon that, as opposed to that particular level of your consciousness having more of an effect upon your awakened consciousness state. And so the method or the techniques becomes quite important, because you see, once again, that level of consciousness that we refer to as your dream state, that level of consciousness that creates the reality that you're experiencing, does not judge whether it's right or wrong. If you choose in your awakened consciousness state to hold a belief that you are not worthy of holding a particular type of experience or a particular type of reality and to perpetuate it, then the spark of consciousness that you are gladly validates that belief system that you're not worthy. It's not the question of whether or not it's right or wrong. This is not a right or wrong concept. Whether you choose to consciously create your reality or not doesn't really matter. This is not something that you have to pass the test. It's not something that you have to do. Absolutely not. You create the reality that you experience. You are the God that you search for, and you cannot fail. That's the reality. The rest is illusionary. And so if you choose to believe that it's not within your capacity to create your reality, once again, the spark of consciousness that you are validates that belief. It's not a right or wrong concept. It doesn't say, well, you're not doing it right. You can't do it wrong. You hold a belief, the spark of consciousness that you are validates the belief. Not deciding whether or not that's a reality that you choose as a positive or a negative reality. That particular aspect of applying some type of judgment upon it is something that's done in your awakened consciousness state. It is not done at the level of consciousness from which you create your reality. That level of consciousness does not judge what's right or wrong. It creates the reality to validate the belief that you hold. And so the key is to change the belief system if you wish to change the reality. And we say belief systems because it's an interaction of beliefs. And we've used the analogy before that it's like looking at a particular solid element in your reality. And it appears to have a structure that's solid, that's firm if you wish, it's real. And yet you understand that all of these so-called solid objects are comprised of molecules, and those molecules are comprised of atoms, and the atoms are all quite similar. They're atoms, made up of the neutrons and protons and all of the electrons that surround it, and it evolves into a combination that gives some type of structure to the molecule, the characteristics of what that element will appear like in your so-called real and consciousness state. And yet they're all comprised of atoms and molecules. And so it is that this reality that you're experiencing is comprised of your belief systems, a combination of beliefs that interact with each other to form the reality that you're experiencing. And it becomes important for you to understand that it's a multitude of beliefs that are involved in the creation process. also important to understand that it's not beyond your capacity to alter it. That you can create whatever it is. Not only can, but do create what it is that you desire. You see, that's the irony. You do it continuously. You just don't believe it. You have a difficult time accepting it in your awakened consciousness state, because it would appear that it's beyond your capacity to control it all. Many of you, once again, can accept that you control certain parts of your reality, the elements that are within your capacity to control. You understand that there are your choices and decisions that you can make as to what it is that you're going to be involved in a particular activity throughout the day. You can make that choice, and you believe that as a result of that choice, you can indeed have certain experiences. You can choose to experience some type of vocation, for example. And you can understand that in this certain time period, you, as a result of your choices, are going to be having the vocation type of experience as opposed to your day-to-day employment type of experience. You understand that it's within your capacity to make those choices, and you can accept that. What you have a difficulty understanding is that you create it all. Every atom that exists within this vibrational level, you are a part of. It's part of your creation. It's an illusionary reality. And you exist throughout it entirely. It's your creation. It's your vibrational level. You as individuals and as a human consciousness are involved in and interacting in each and every atom in this entire universe that you experience into your day-to-day activities. Absolutely guaranteed. That's the difficult part to grasp. That's the difficult part for you to understand. And yet it's absolutely true. When you begin to understand that it's absolutely true, when you begin to accept that, then you can, in your altered state of consciousness, have that ability to influence it. And as a result of influencing it in that altered state of consciousness, you can as well come into your awakened consciousness state of being and have the influence as a result, once again, of this new age and new energy that you're entering into. So it's important to grasp the concept of what the beliefs are. And even if you can't grasp the concept of what the belief is, choose a belief that you wish to hold and apply it. Apply it, and many times the opposing belief system will become quite apparent. There will be little suggestions, little intuitive suggestions as to what the belief is. Pay attention to the attitudes. Attitudes and beliefs go hand in hand. Your attitudes many times are a reflection of your belief. We're not talking now about attitudes that you consciously choose to hold, but rather of the spontaneous attitude, the spontaneous reaction that you have to involvement in a particular activity. Pay attention, because it can give you glimpses of what the belief is. Like who you are. It's imperative that you like who you are. If you don't like who you are, how can you sustain a very desirable type of reality if you hold the belief that you're not worthy of that reality? Like who you are. As a result of liking who you are, you will begin to love yourself. And if you don't like who you are, once again, go through the process that we've described many times to establish that. Write out the principles and apply the principles and strengthen the character and begin to like who you are. It's really that simple. It's not difficult at all. You have to do it. Once again, it's the will to do it that's the difficult part. It's the will to accept that you have the capacity to change that's the difficult part. You can consciously influence your reality. In this new age and new energy, you have but to believe. You have but to believe. Understand what it is that you desire. Make a purposeful effort to understand what you desire. Be specific. Oh, I desire to be wealthy. I desire to have abundance. Well, what's abundance? You desire to be involved in a relationship. Well, it's not difficult. You may not like the relationship, but isn't it difficult? Be specific in what it is that you desire. If you desire to be involved in a relationship, what type of a relationship is it that you desire to be involved in? Be specific. use your imagination and have the expectation. And once again, the expectation is difficult to sustain if you don't believe that you're worthy. If you don't believe that it's within your capacity to alter your reality. And once again, this is not a rat or bone. Put aside this belief that one must do certain things in order to become worthy. Absolutely not. You have but to believe. Put aside this feeling that, well, another can do that, but it's not for me, I can't do that. Absolutely. Not only can, but do. You see, you once again create your reality. You create your reality, not some other individual, not some other entity. There's no guides or angels or gods unless you desire to put them there and allow them and give them the capacity to influence your reality. If they do, it's your choice to allow that. It's your reality. You create it all, including the so-called elements or spirits or whatever that seem to be beyond your capacity to have access to or to understand. Your creation. All of it. Your creation. Absolutely. There is not one other entity existing, not only in your vibrational level, but in any of the other vibrational levels throughout all of creation, who is any more or any less than what you are. You create it all. You are all that is. And you must grasp that concept. You must believe it. And you can begin to consciously influence the reality that you're experiencing. Be specific about what it is that you desire. Use your imagination. Use your imagination to have that experience. And the expectation. The expectation comes when you believe that it's within your capacity and you are worthy of having that experience. And use whatever method or technique it is that you believe will work for you to achieve that. If you believe that writing it out 1,000 times is the key, well then write it out 1,000 times. If you believe that if you suggest it once and lock it away and that's what works for you, then do that as well. It doesn't matter. If you believe that continual reinforcement or putting up some type of a picture so that you can see it continuously will reinforce the belief, well, do that. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you believe. What matters is that you believe and that you sustain the will to create the reality, that it will occur. Absolutely. And you can do it consciously. Particularly in this new age and new energy that you are entering into. You've made it within your capacity to do so, to have that ability. Absolutely. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
I'd like to hear a little bit. I sense, you know, the new energy. I just don't know anything about it. Where did that come from? Why? Where is? Well, we created this new energy. Why did we do that?
This human consciousness that exists in you, this vibrational living, had to refer to your so-called past. To refer to your history, had, if you wish to use the term millenniums ago, determined that you would be involved in a creation process up to this particular point in time, to the year of 1987 to be specific. And so it was that many of your so-called prophets, individuals, entities who had that capacity to go with inside and to understand the creation process and to understand that there were belief systems that were put in place could predict, if you wish, what would occur within your so-called future based upon belief systems that were held in the now, based upon the realities that you were experiencing. And you had, as a human consciousness, and once again, to use your belief in the passage of time and space, agreed that you would terminate this vibrational level, or at least the existence within this vibrational level at the end of this 1987 time period. And so many of your so-called prophets, once again, had prophesied and had predicted quite accurately various events that were to occur up to that period, up to that time point. And indeed, right through to the year of 2012, and we had suggested that at the year of 2012, that this particular planet indeed that you exist on would no longer exist. That it would cease, that the entire vibrational level would be evaporated or done away with, if you wish. Not that the entities would in any way disappear, but rather that you would cease to exist in this vibrational level with the limitations that you've put in place. You have, as a human consciousness, however, put in place an agreement, once again, a consensus, to perpetuate this vibrational level. And as you perpetuate it, as you continue to exist within this vibrational level, you change the energy, or at least agreed, once again, to use your belief in the concept of time and space, that at the year of 1912, rather than eliminating the veils that exist in your vibrational level, that you would simply alter the energy. And that transformation of the alteration of the energy would occur between the years of 1987 and 2012. And at the end of 2012, it would be possible for you to consciously create your reality, to have a conscious influence upon the reality creation process. Now, that's not something that's absolutely and entirely new. You see, it's something that many individuals have practiced or at least been involved in throughout your so-called history. You had, as a human consciousness, in your awakened consciousness state, a tendency to look upon those individuals as somehow being superior. And you put them up and called them gods in many instances and gave them all types of special powers. They were simply individuals who understood that this illusion of a reality could be altered consciously. It was not something that was beyond your capacity to do. It was just something that was very difficult to do as a result of the belief systems that we referred to as the human consciousness belief systems, and as a result of the so-called electromagnetic type of energy that you put in place during that particular time period. You have, however, once again, agreed to alter that energy to make it more possible for you to consciously influence your energy in the year of 2012 and at the completion of this transference into the new age and new energy. And we use that in terminology of new age and new energy simply because it's what many of your so-called individuals that are involved in this metaphysical aspect have chosen to label the alteration of the energy. You can call it whatever you want. It really doesn't matter. The simple explanation is that the energy that comprises the vibration level that you exist in will alter. And the energy that you use to sustain this electromagnetic type of veil that exists that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are will also alter. And as a result of that alteration, you will have the capacity to consciously, should you choose, influence your reality. Not something entirely new in terms of the ability, but certainly new in terms of one's easy access to that ability. Now, there are many individuals who choose not to believe that it's possible to consciously create your reality. And it's not a right or wrong concept. This is not something you have to agree to participate in. It's not something that you have to say, well, I don't want to be involved in that new age and new energy. You don't have to be involved in that. You don't have to consciously create your reality. You can simply hold the belief system that that's not possible. Absolutely. It's not a right or wrong concept. Once again, the spark of consciousness that you are creates the reality that you desire. Always has and always will, not only in this vibrational level, but in whatever vibrational level it is that you choose to exist in. So this is not a right or wrong concept. And there are many entities entering into your so-called new age and new energy who would choose not to believe that it's possible to consciously influence the reality. Absolutely. And again, that's not a right or wrong concept. The irony of it is that many of those individuals in their so-called between incarnational state will make the choice to reincarnate should you once again use this belief in time and space, and as they reincarnate, as they enter into another incarnational period, there's a very strong chance that they will come back with the full understanding that it's within their capacity to consciously alter their energy and to consciously alter their reality. And you, as individuals in this particular incarnational period, are looking at some of these so-called new incarnates, these new children, and you refer to them as the indigo children. They seem to have some type of a special ability that was not available before. It's available before, it's only in this particular phase, if you wish, of the alteration, it's much more available. And these children, these new age children, these indigo children, if you wish, are coming into this incarnational period with that understanding that the reality is theirs to create consciously. They may not understand the process, but they hold the belief that they can have it. That it's not something that they have to ask for. It's not something that they have to get down on their knees and beg for. It's not something that they have to look around for someone else to give to them. They understand that it's theirs. They simply reach out and take it. And they possess it. They own it. And so, in this new age and new energy, in the year of 1912, it's possible and shall be possible for each individual who chooses to hold the belief to also be involved in that conscious creation process. There's another rather interesting sort of spin-off, if you wish, side effect of this alteration into the new age and the new energy, and that is that at that point it becomes very difficult to predict your future. It becomes very difficult for one to go inside and say, well, okay, this is the belief systems that the human consciousness is holding, and so we can predict that in the next 3 centuries, this is what will occur. Because you see, entities will have that capacity to alter their reality consciously. And so predicting becomes very difficult. To being a prophet becomes very difficult. And so it is that your prophecies end in that year of 2012. The termination of your reality was put in place at the year of 2012. Absolute end. The irony of it is, once again, that it's impossible to guess beyond that particular time period, if you wish to use that belief in time and size, and to predict what will occur. Because you, as individuals existing both within this incarnational period and once again your so-called new entities that are being born into this incarnational period, who are simply entities that have existed in many, many other incarnational periods, but who choose to bring into this incarnational period that belief that they can consciously create the reality, to know who they are consciously, then it's their creation that they can have it if they reach it. We have made one prediction, and we very, very seldom make predictions, but we predict that once this new generation, if you wish, has gone through your so-called periods of evolution, that the next generation will bring with them the understanding that they create this reality from a position of absolute and unconditional love. And as a result of that conscious understanding, they are what we would refer to as the peace children, the children who will understand absolutely that it's within their control to have peace within your so-called earth system. They will be the ones that will seem to be one step farther, if you wish, in your evolutionary process. The irony of it is that they're the same entities that are existing in this incarnational period, just choosing to hold different belief systems. It's really that simple. Does that answer your question?
And then some.
Anybody else? I think it's quite amazing because that would be not specifically, but I was going to ask about 2012.
And what?
Once again, that alteration, you know, in the energy is the choice of the individuals and of the entities existing within your vibrational level. And we have predicted that change to occur at that time because it's a choice that you've made, based upon the belief systems that you hold. We've also suggested that you, as entities, have sped up, if you wish, that transformation period, and that for many entities, they're experiencing that capacity in this time frame, at this particular point in time, if you wish. Your so-called indigo children in particular are not waiting until the year of 2012. You see, it's not necessary to act. It's not necessary to have that as an absolute. There are no absolutes. This is an illusionary reality. Significant, but illusionary nonetheless. The time frame is as a result of the choice of the entities existing within this vibrational level. It's not something that's imposed upon you. It's something that you choose to be involved in. It's always important to understand that it's within the capacity of your human consciousness to alter the reality. It's your reality. It's your creation. There's not some other entity existing outside of your vibrational level. In fact, as entities existing within your vibrational level, you've put in place this electromagnetic type of energy that limits the capacity for entities existing outside of your vibrational level to have an influence upon your creation process. It's your choice. It's your creation. There are no entities who can look down upon your reality and say, well, I think that you should have this experience, and I think at the year of 2012 we're going to allow this to occur. Absolutely not. It's your choice as a human consciousness to allow that to occur. It's your time frame that you've put in place. And it's quite simple to understand why the time frame is there. You believe in evolution. You believe in time and space. If it was to happen instantaneously, many individuals would simply put it aside as being simply a figment of your imagination. It couldn't be. But as it occurs over time, and as individuals go through this learning process, and we use that terminology quite loosely, you begin to have experiences to validate that perhaps it is real. Ah, maybe we can do that. And it validates the belief systems, not only that you're altering the energy, but indeed that you are validating the belief in time and space, and that this change is occurring. And there are many who will not accept that it's as a result of their choice, that they were involved in the decision to make that alteration, and yet it is a human consciousness belief system. It's a human consciousness belief system that's as real as the belief that you must use oxygen in order to survive, as real as the belief that there is time and space and that you must consume in order for you to sustain your existence. Human consciousness belief systems. And so whether you choose to believe it individually is really not important. At some level of your consciousness, you absolutely do agree to participate in the alteration of the energy in your vibrational level. Once again, the year of 2012 is simply a validation of the passage of time. Makes it more real for you to accept in your awakened consciousness state. It has no other significance. Absolutely not. And once again, many individuals are not waiting. They're simply enjoying the alteration, understanding that that alteration is occurring, and you as a human consciousness have allowed this to speed up, if you wish, the process of the alteration for those who choose to believe, for those so-called indigo children who seem to have unbelievable access to certain types of energy and certain characteristics and certain certain types of talents that are not available to each and every individual that exists. And individuals who, as children, have access to those talents in a way that seems totally unbelievable for the amount of time that they have experienced this particular incarnational period, without understanding that that ability is available to each and every entity. That those entities have existed and do exist in many others. incarnational periods. And so the year of 2012 is simply a year that you have chosen as a human consciousness to put in lives. It really has no other significance. It's not important. It's up for grabs, if you wish. The human consciousness also has the capacity to change it, absolutely. Nothing is... You exist in an illusionary reality, and you can change it, all of it. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank
you. We do this all basically for fun, don't we?
You exist in this reality for a very simple reason, because you choose, and in this vibrational level, with the so-called electromagnetic type of energy that you have put in place that we refer to as the veil, that has several purposes, not only limiting others from outside of your vibrational level to influence your creation process, but limit your capacity in this vibrational level to understand who and what you truly are. And as a result of the limitation of that understanding, you believe that the reality that you're experiencing is to some extent beyond your control. And as a result of that being beyond your control, the experiences that you are having in your day-to-day activities are enhanced, and the emotions and feelings that are the result of those interactions are indeed much more enhanced than if you understand at some conscious level that you are absolutely and completely in control. We've used the analogy many times that you can go into a theater and you can watch a projection upon the screen and you can go through an entire series of emotions and feelings, and there can be an enormous passage of time within a limited time frame, and you can get a grasp of that concept that time and space are illusionary upon that screen. And yet you can feel the emotions in the feelings are quite real. But when you leave the theater, you look back and say, well, I know that that was just someone else's interpretation that I was viewing upon the screen. And so the feelings and emotions do not have that intensity. But yet when you experience that reality in the day-to-day theater that you set up on and participating in, when you believe that you're not in control, then the intensity of the emotions and feelings is drastically increased. And that's why you exist within this vibrational level. Once again, we would challenge any individual to break down any activity that you're involved in your day-to-day experiences, any particular awakened consciousness activity that you're involved in, and if you break it down to why you're doing it, it's because at some level you wish to attain a certain emotional feeling. You wish to be involved in an experience that gives you a certain emotional feeling. It's that simple. There is not one element of activity that you're involved in that if you break it back, doesn't come down to, I wish to experience this emotion or feeling. And because once again, you believe you're not in control, you have that capacity to have a much more intense experience and emotion and feeling. So yes, you exist in this vibrational level for the emotions and feelings. It's really that simple. Does that answer your question?
I have a question. Would you say then that for the human consciousness belief system, in order for any entity anywhere to actually physically interact with us, then if no entity can, who's not part of this human consciousness system. So if we have entities eventually in our, sometime in our so-called future, that visit us, you know, land here, physically land here, or have physical spacecraft or whatever, that we physically interact with, they would also be considered to be part of the human consciousness system that's creating this physical universe, and they also would be inside of our veil that we have for the same as people on Earth. They would be, if they can physically interact with us, then they're part of us in this veil system.
The simple answer is yes. The much more complicated answer that a Max sends is that you as individuals are not separate, and yet you are. We've suggested that you are all that is, and yet you are nothing. You are the most minute particle that is possible for you to experience, and then much smaller than that, and yet you are all that is. You exist in each and every atom of the entire universe. Apply that concept to your neighbor. You exist in each and every atom of the entire universe that you experience. It's illusionary. You are all connected. You are connected through every atom throughout the entire universe. And if you wish to believe that there are some other entities that exist outside of your so-called Earth system, you can have that. And they're your creation, and they're who you are. You are all connected, and yet you are separate. It becomes difficult to give an explanation, and so many times we've suggested that you cannot experience it through reading a book or information that we give, but you must go with inside. And to understand who you and what you truly are, for the answers lie with inside. And yet, every interaction that you have, you are connected to that particular entity, and you exist within each and every atom of that molecule that exists in that entity, as they exist within you. It becomes a difficult concept to grasp, but you are not separate. You are all that is. You are all encompassed. You are all connected. You are all interacting to create the reality. Be it what you might term as another entity that exists outside of your Earth system. If you wish to have that, you can have it. It's illusionary. You can have whatever it is that you desire. You are connected. It's like looking at an animal that exists within your Earth system. And you wonder, is that animal a part of the creation, or is that separate from who you are? Does that animal have a soul? You like to put this feeling that animals are entities that have souls. The human consciousness is a spark of consciousness that has the capacity to create. And it creates it all. And it exists in each and every atom of the entire universe, which means that you exist within the animals as well. You are connected. You cannot be separate. You are part of all that is in this vibrational level, including each and every so-called animate object or living object. It makes no difference. And so, should you choose to believe that there are other entities that exist outside of your Earth systems, then you create the reality to validate the belief, and you are part of that creation, and you exist within it, and it exists within you, and it cannot be separated. That's a much more complicated answer, but perhaps gives you more of a glimpse of the understanding of the creation process and who and what you truly are. Does that answer your question?
Yes, I need to clarify actually the question. I do understand what you're saying with that. What I would like to maybe use as a comparison is, so if we encounter, neighbors from a planet somewhere in some other solar system, physical solar system, the same as we might encounter people from another city here or our neighbors or whatever, when we encounter them and they can physically interact in our system and they're part of our, they are creators in this vibrational level, therefore inside of the veil because they are physically able to interact with us and create versus, let's say, an entity as itself that doesn't come in and physically create it. You've mentioned before that, you know, you you create elsewhere, if there wasn't elsewhere, but you create, you don't influence this reality in any way because you're not part of this vibrational level of creation, whereas at the moment we are. So if there were entities from other planets, they're also within this physical creation as we are in this physical creation. So they still be within a veil of sorts.
Absolutely. If you exist within your vibrational level, you agree to participate in sustaining, once again, the human consciousness belief systems. We'll use that human consciousness belief systems. Use that terminology. Because it gives you a grasp of the concept that the individuals and entities existing within this vibrational level are creating the reality and are sustaining the electromagnetic type of energy. But you see, you exist once again in each and every atom. It's not to say that only an awakened human consciousness element or individual has that capacity to sustain that electromagnetic type of energy. The reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is illusionary. You can have whatever it is you desire. If you wish to have aliens coming from 100 other planets and landing here and influencing your reality, you can have that. Perhaps you wish to have them come and have some type of negative influence on your Earth system or have a positive influence. It doesn't matter. It's not right or wrong. You can have whatever it is that you desire. Not only can, but do. And it validates the belief system and it's your creation and it's illusionary. Time and space are illusionary. The reality that you experience in this vibrational level is illusionary. It's a reflection of the belief that you hold. And so if you wish to believe that there are other entities, there's nothing wrong with that. Individuals existing within your vibrational level, in the awakened human consciousness state, are continuously discovering new elements in your Earth system. What they believe are elements that have not been discovered by another entity, and yet they have sat there, visible, throughout all of time. How can that be? Listen to that concept. Individuals are discovering elements that have existed throughout millennia, and yet suddenly they are the only ones that see them. We exist in an illusionary reality where time and space do not exist. And if you hold a belief that certain elements exist, then you create the reality to validate the belief. And you may be the individual who, back in 5 or 6 centuries ago in another incarnational period to believe once again in your passage of time and space, you in the now or in that other incarnational period creating the particular element that's going to be discovered in this vibrational level, and you do it in the now. And you validate the belief. And you create the reality, and the spot of consciousness that you are rejoices. The reality that you experience is a reflection of the belief that you hold. It becomes very difficult to suggest that if there are other entities that come and visit your so-called Earth planet, that they are somehow separate from who and what you truly are. It's an illusion. You can have whatever it is you desire. If you believe that they exist, and if enough of the individuals existing within your so-called vibrational level agree at some level of their consciousness to put in place that reality, then you'll have that experience. It's not right or wrong. And it's a reality that you will exist within, each and every atom. It's your creation. And it becomes very difficult because you see, you must accept that it's all your creation. That you exist in each and every atom of what it is that you experience. There's a question that becomes one that's difficult for you to comprehend or to answer. You as individuals have a saying that if a tree falls in a forest and there's no one to hear it, does it make a noise? A very simple question, but a much more relative question, the one which would be much more insightful into the reality that you're experiencing is, when you sit in this room and when you interact with each other, does the vehicle that brought you here exist? Or does it only exist when you perceive it? A much more valid question, if you wish, than if the tree falls in the forest. And so, do other entities exist outside of your perception? What do you believe? And if you believe that they can come inside of your perception or within your perception area, then you create the reality to validate the belief. You create the reality as individuals and as a human consciousness. You are all interacting together. You are not separate. There is no time and space. You are connected to each and every atom in your entire universe. It's your creation. Once again, does it exist outside of your perception, or only when you perceive it? Does that answer your question?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a quality. I have a question. I'm just wondering, when you say you, who is you? Does that encompass all of my personalities? My body obviously will be cremated or die or age, and it's gone. But my personalities, where do all my personalities go? And each time I reincarnate, am I that personality in a different form?
You are so much more than you perceive in your awakened consciousness state. You are all that is. It's impossible in your awakened consciousness state to have the perception of all of the interactions that you've involved in. We've suggested that were you to attempt to hold that understanding in your awakened consciousness state, that you would be what you might term as insane. You couldn't function at the level of consciousness that's required for you to participate in this day-to-day activity that you're involved in. And so you put all the other sides, you block it out, that the veil that you sustain limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You believe in the passage of time and space, and that's illusion. You believe that this body that you're existing in is somehow going from one level of existence to another, and yet you continuously rebuild it constantly. Even your scientists are beginning to understand that there's not an atom existing within your physical being that was there a few years ago. It's all being replaced constantly. You're beginning to understand that indeed it's a continual repetition of replacing, of renewing. What you don't understand is that it all exists in the now. And what you have difficulty comprehending is that all of the other incarnational periods exist in the now. They're occurring at this particular instant. It's not separate. It's not like you are going through some type of an evolutionary process. Absolutely not. You exist in the now. All of the other elements and all of the other so-called personalities exist in the now. And this incarnational period influences the other incarnational periods as they influence this. It's not like one is a result of the other. They all validate beliefs that you hold. It becomes very difficult to grasp unless one grasps the illusionary reality concept that it's not real, that time and space don't exist, that they are the biggest illusions of all. It's an illusion, not insignificant. You see, So many times when an individual thinks about something that's illusionary, you go back to this perception that illusion means that you're being tricked. Illusion means that it's not real. Illusion means that it has no significance. And that's not what we're suggesting. We're suggesting it's only illusionary and that you can alter it. It has significance, absolutely, but it is still illusionary. You change it on a day-to-day basis. It's not something that you decide must be set this way, absolutely not. You change it consistently and constantly. It's an illusion. You cannot die. It's really that simple. You cannot fail. Absolutely guaranteed. You are the God that you search for, you create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is illusionary. All the rest is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. It is really simple. You make it more difficult, because the more difficult you make it, the more real it is. And the more it's beyond your capacity to understand, then the more you don't have to accept the responsibility. You can live in this belief system that you're not in control. And that's why you came to this vibrational level in the first place. And so you're really validating. You're really doing exactly what it is that you choose to do. And that's to create a reality where you feel that you're not in control, so that you can indeed experience enhanced emotions and feelings. But the irony of it is that the only things that you cannot change is that it's your creation, that you are the God that you search for, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. That's it. It's really that simple. It really is. The rest is illusionary. It doesn't matter whether that illusion is one where you are experiencing existing a rather mundane incarnational period, whether you're involved in having the first contact with aliens from outer space. It's all the same illusion. It's a reflection of the beliefs you hold. Illusionary, but not insignificant. It's a portion of your creation process that indeed is not duplicated in any other vibrational level throughout all of creation. It's one that we're very interested in the opportunity to have limited experiences through our friend Elias, but have absolutely no desire to be involved in whatsoever. And in return, we allow our friend Elias to have other experiences that are glimpses into our existence in reality. It's an exchange, it's an interaction for which we are grateful. But we have no desire to experience the reality that you choose. And as we have said before, we can't understand why anyone would wish to choose that reality. But nonetheless, it's rather interesting, to say the least. Does that answer your question?
Yes, but, and I would like you to ask
Barbara
Elias if she could share with us part of what
the experiences you give him. That's beyond our ability to influence that. You see, we have an interaction, and we're grateful for that interaction, and we're grateful for that opportunity to share with each of you and to interact with each of you. But that interaction is very limited. We cannot influence your reality. We simply suggest and say to you things that you desire to hear. You see, that's the irony. We're not telling you something that's not available to each of you, but rather we're telling you that which you already know. We're telling you that which you wish to hear. To believe that we are entities existing outside of your vibrational level that somehow have access to information that's not available to each of you is ludicrous. It just doesn't happen. You have put in place that electromagnetic type of veil that limits our capacity to influence your reality. We simply have that ability through interacting with our friend who interacts with each of you in a verbal sense. We can also interact with you telepathically if you wish, but we cannot influence your reality. We cannot correct for you. Absolutely not. We cannot in any way force you to be involved in any type of activity, or to suggest that this is what you must do in order to have this experience. Absolutely not. When you're involved in interacting with an entity that says, this is what you must do, then we would tell you to challenge that interaction, because it's your correction to be involved in that type of interaction, and you best look at who you are. You best look at whether or not you like who you are, that you would allow other entities to be corrected that could have that influence upon your correction process. Because you see, it's your correction. It's your reality. You cannot be influenced by entities existing outside of your vibrational level. It's not possible. It's your creation. You are the God that you search for. There is not one entity existing in your vibrational level or in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what you are. You are the God you search for, and you cannot fail. It's really that simple. Does that answer your question?
What are the characteristics, or even some characteristics, of the indigo children? You talk about characteristics.
Indigo children is a terminology that your so-called New Agers have used to place upon entities who are reincarnating and bringing with them the understanding at a conscious level that it's within their capacity to achieve certain interactions and to express certain knowledges that are contained within, that are accessible to each and every individual. There are no characteristics. You can say, well, that's the specific one. If the person displays this type of characteristic, that's the individual. There are individuals who, once again, reach out for what they know is theirs. They know who they are. It become very difficult for you to tell them that you must do this or you must do that, for they understand at some level of their consciousness that they are the creators of their reality, and they have the ability to access that information that's available to all of you. It's not like it's something that's a deep, dark secret that only certain individuals can access. Absolutely not. It's available to each and every entity. They simply believe. They believe that they are in control of their reality. And so it becomes very difficult to say, well, you look for this characteristic or this characteristic, and yet on the alternative it's very easy many times to see some individual who is at what you would term as a very young age, capable of certain feats, if you wish, be they feats of expressions of talents or of intelligence, that seems to be way beyond their capacity. Individuals who continuously grasp for things that they demand as theirs rather than ask for. So it becomes very difficult to give you certain absolute characteristics, but rather, once again, the individuals who have a knowledge of the capacity to achieve things that seem beyond their years to achieve. Does that answer your question? Well, now, it has indeed been a very interesting afternoon, and we would like to express once again our gratitude to each of you for offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with you. And as always, we remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to express the intent to have us interact, we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And in the meantime, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.